KD2AIT listening. KA2VLA, KD2AIT, do you copy? Give you one more shot there, Clinton, and I'll take the net if you're not around. This is KD2AIT, do you copy, KA2VLA? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ.
Hi, Jeff.
KA2VLA.
KA2VLA, I gave you a shot out there to see if you were going to do the net. I didn't hear back from you, so I started it. Do you want to do it tonight?
Oh, I better skip it. We had a Legion funeral service tonight I had to go to. I just got back from it.
Okay, no problem. Oh, we'll start here at the top of the list then. KA2ZZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, as usual, nothing too special come evening, but we did our shopping, grocery shopping again today, and out for breakfast as we always do, my wife and I, and we had some rain last night and overnight and a little bit today, mostly sun and clouds, and right now we're about 68.7. Total rainfall for last night, well, let's say for the last 24 hours, is 0.58, which is literally nothing compared to what they had in the southern tier down towards the Pennsylvania border there, where they've had flooding, I guess, and everything else. So that's about it from here. 7-3's all around, KA2, hi to Clint, KA2-0-Z.
What temperature do you have over there, Jack, do you know?
68.7,
KA2-0-Z. Okay, roger that. I was just looking at the gauge here, and it said, a scary number. It said 66.6 degrees out. So I'm not sure if that's good news or bad. Oh, there it went down, so we're safe here now. Okay, well, half an inch of rain, that's respectable. That's all we should get at a time. I'm tired of these periods where we get 3 or 4 inches of rain and it floods everything out. So we had a bunch of that there, what was it, about a month ago. So those guys down south are getting in now. Okay, thanks, Jack, for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. We're up here at camp, and we haven't made it down to your camp yet to check in on it yet, but we will sometime here tomorrow. One thing we did find, though, is we found two big maple trees up here right by my little stream there, by my little bridge there, just coated with oyster mushrooms. We picked about 8 pounds of them. Me and the boys probably had about 2 pounds of them here for dinner tonight. Delicious. So we're probably gonna take a walk back there behind Normie's tomorrow and see if we can't find some more. What's going on with you?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jim. This is KA2VLA. Well, not too much. I've been looking for changing vehicles. I've been out to a couple of dealers and looking around. And we had our Legion service tonight. I'm on a team that has the final whatever. I can't think of the closing that we have. We have that tomorrow noon, but not much going on get up to camp one of these days. Going to 73. Thanks for taking over. I appreciate it.
Okay, Clint, no problem. It's a little buggy up here right now. I figured they would have dropped off by now, but insects are out there, and there was even quite a few deer flies when we got up here today. They followed the truck in, and but it's very dry, I'll tell you that. I mean, not dangerous dry, but you know, none of the culverts are running any water except for that one where my road crosses over, you know, the main, that little stream there goes out by Hayes Camp. But all the other little culverts underneath the main road there, they're all pretty much dry, and even right next to Crabtree's there is dry, so it's a good time to be in here, and, you know, the road's looking really good. You know, we'll probably take some buckets up there and patch up some of them potholes here tomorrow or Sunday, and, you know, a little bit at a time, as usual. But, all right, Clint, well, good luck with the rest of your Legion work there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI. KB2DIO.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with KC2WI. You're booming in there tonight. You must have a different radio or you're in a different spot. What's coming on, or what's going on tonight?
Well, no, nothing. Same old Radio Shack radio here, and that I use when I'm sitting in the front of the house all the time. Nothing different. If I'm mobile, then my audio is usually real low unless I get right up on the microphone, because it's the microphone. I assume it's the element sensitivity is bad, but in the house shouldn't be any different than normal. Well, what's going on is I'm trying to troubleshoot my internet connection. This after I've been working in the house all day, and unfortunately it's been in the house. I never kind of moved out onto the porch because I had stuff set up inside, you know, computers and things, and I said, oh, it's not going to be that hot. but it was pretty muggy and uncomfortable in here. Finally, actually about 6 o'clock or something, I decided I don't have a lake to go jump in. I'm going to take a shower. I just, you know, really washed off and, you know, kind of got the water's wet, but it's a different kind of wet than just being in the muggy atmosphere. I don't know. And that really was nice. And it's cooled off some here. But I decided this afternoon I want to listen to something, and I didn't, my computer that I normally use to do the streaming audio with that's hooked up into the stereo is flaky, so I didn't want to use that one. I said, well, you know, I got this Sony DVD, Blu-ray, internet, you know, Netflix player, and it has this music stuff. I've never tried it. It worked pretty good for quite a while, and all of a sudden it just stopped. It's something on the screen there, and it's just, that's where it is. And the last night I was watching, so last couple nights, I would get, you know, the video would pause. It would say loading and whatever. But yet it tells me that the speed is good, and if I do a test, it's always good, and everything else seems to work. But now I'm trying to run a speed test, and that won't run, so it might be the one flaky computer. I don't know. It's one of those things where you cover all the bases, but you never can really figure it out. Strange setup. So anyway, but I was surfing around with the Sony player there and finding all these different music things that it's got on it, the Pandora, and I listened to that most of the afternoon. And I found two or three others of kind of interesting stuff. And all of a sudden it just stopped dead, so I don't know if it's... I don't know what's going on. But we'll continue working on it. KC2WI.
Yeah, that can be tricky sometimes. You might want to check, and it probably doesn't matter because it sounds like you're connecting fine. It sounds like the problem's somewhere in the middle somewhere. But give it a shot because sometimes especially when you're switching songs on something on a service like Pandora or any of those other streams, streamers. You know, you may listen to a song at one location, one web location, then when it, you know, it'll bounce you to the next song, it may load up from another location. So it could actually be a DNS issue. So you might want to try, you can Google it, the Google free open DNS servers. I believe it's 8.8.8.8, and then the second one is 8.8.4.4, I think, or it's either that or it's 4.4.4.4, and the other one's 4.4.8.8. I don't. You can Google it. I had issues like that once before with a streamer, and that's what I found is because they use a content delivery network when they're streaming their audio, so they can you know, if one node gets a little heavy, they can bump you over to another node. And well, anyway, it might be worth a shot. But yeah, it is a little muggy out. We're up here at camp, and I got all the windows open here in camp, and I got the little roof there, the dome there open here at camp. And I don't think we'll be needing a fire here tonight at all, inside anyway. But we're going to switch over here to KB2DIL, and I know I've got your name back at the house, but we're up here at camp, and I don't have my list here, and I remember call signs way better than I remember names, which is a shame. But what's going on tonight? This is KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, KB2DIL. Yeah, name is Chuck. I'm in Baldwinsville. And it seems to be like the thing to do nowadays is play with the internet connection. I had a problem yesterday. Had my downloads were coming in at under 1 megabyte. And I finally had to call up Time Warner, and they did some kind of tweaking to the modem from their end. And it went up to 5 megabytes, and I downloaded an update for my driver for my USB or for the wireless, and now I'm getting 10 megabytes, so it's working a lot better than it did. I got a new little computer. God, it's a tiny little thing, 7 inches wide, 5 inches deep, an inch high. everything's on USB ports on it, but seems to work good. And nice day out, really, actually. A little bit of rain, but nothing to speak of. Had the radio. I just came out here. I was out to Bridgeport and came back and had the radio and scan, and that popped up. I figured I'd join. Tried you on the Echo Link, but it timed out. So I'm on the radio. Back to you. KB2EI.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm still having issues there with the router at the house, and the one router I really wanted to get, and I bought it, I was so happy to get it, and it turned out had major issues, and now I'm just, like, very skittish about the one I want to buy, so I've been using the old one, and...
No, it's my original call sign.
I was just thinking the DIL, I thought maybe that you were a Ronnie James Dio fan or something.
No, that's the way the FCC gave it to me. And one of the guys I know gave me the finesse for doing it orally because I'm always talking.
Roger that. All right, Chuck. Well, thanks for checking in tonight, and good luck with the new computer. It sounds like a good one. And, yeah, they keep getting smaller and thinner every time. Too bad that wasn't the same for the rest of us, right, as age goes by. All right, Chuck. You have a good one, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I got me and my sons up here at camp, and we've been, the boys have been working on the wood splitter and splitting up a bunch of wood, and I spent a good portion of the day working on the shower, getting that in, and I don't know if Pete's listening. Can't remember his call sign right now here off the top of my head, but we were talking about the other day. I ordered a 12-volt water pump, usually that goes into RVs, a flow jet, and that hooks right into a little marine battery, and pumping that out of the tank, and that comes through I also bought a outdoor tankless water heater that hooks up to the propane tank, and we got it all hooked up tonight and through my 300-gallon tank water tank up here, and it took a little while. We had some issues with some of the fittings, but we finally got it all set up, and we got a shower here blasting out, I'd say, by the end of it, by the time it comes out the shower head, it's about 30, 30 to 35 PSI with nice hot steamy water coming out, and considering where we are, that's a pretty good thing. We've never had we don't have any running water or electricity. Everything's off the solar power and the water you bring in. So it was kind of an exciting day up here. We've been usually when we come to camp and you want to clean up, you got to go down the river and freeze your butt off and clean up. But now we got a nice steaming hot shower, so me and the boys, we were pretty excited to get that up there today. And so that's about it. We're up here for the weekend, and we got a lot of camp work to get done, and we're having a party here in a couple weeks. So we got some preparation here to get the place ready for guests and make sure nobody's tripping over rocks and roots and everything else that you find up here at camp. And that's about it. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Thermostat. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
PCPWI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I think you were talking about IP. 4.2.2.2 is the one I always remember that you can ping. I guess there's some others. You know, if you can ping Yahoo or something like that, too.
Well, Google has a free DNS service. Instead of using the one-time order gives you, you know, your DNS, or, you know, I guess if you're not, you don't have a static IP, so you probably just you go through DHCP, but instead of taking the default DNS server that Time Warner assigns you or whatever your internet service provider is, you can use the one from Google, which is the IP address of it is 8.8.8.8.
Oh, okay. I didn't quite catch the whole sentence there, but maybe I'll try that. I just finally my old computer here was just giving me being flaky trying to run the speedtest.net. I fired up a newer one, and that tells me it's a 16.5 download or something, which should be good. But something's I don't know. I still think the problem is the internet somewhere, not any of my stuff. I just unplugged the modem and the router and, you know, all that just for good measure. I don't think make any difference. And the Sony box is still sitting there stuck on the next song that it was going to play half an hour ago. So I don't know. And I think it's not even responding to the remote control. Problem with those things is, you know, computers can screw up, but at least you can hack around with them, make those things. It's sort of a closed box, and you can maybe reset it to the factory default, undo the software updates or something. I did that once. But there's not a lot you can do with them, I guess.
Roger. Well, keep that Google one in mind. A lot of times when you're troubleshooting people's computers, and you think maybe the issue is a DNS issue, that's a good one. You can fall back to it and say, okay, what's going on here? Or when you're traveling and you have your laptop and you're connecting to certain networks and maybe their DNS servers are just not working all that great, you can assign your own. And I know that when I've moved all of ours in the house over to the Google DNS, so for one main reason I did is with Time Warner, if you go to a, you know, if you type in a bad domain name or whatever in the browser, it redirects you to their page saying this, you know, this site doesn't exist, and you know, they throw a bunch of ads at you and stuff. So at least when you switch over to Google DNS, that doesn't happen. So good luck. You know, sometimes, you know, a lot of times I found with the internet issues, it can be just equipment going bad too.
Well, I can try that. My usual thing when people, you know, or me, or a computer I have, won't, you know, doesn't seem to want to get to the internet or get to web pages, is the first thing I do is I just ping some IP, that 4.2.2.2, for example, see if that works. And then I'll just type in the browser, you know, a known IP address, like my website or Google or something. I have a list of them. You know, and if it brings up the web page there, then you know it's a DNS issue of some sort.
you know, it could be as simple as the computer is not, it's got some wrong static, you know, setting or something, but I'll have to try this. And you're right, it might be, you know, that even though it was connected, I don't know what goes on behind the scenes in that box as far as how it's getting, you know, how it maintains the connection if they're going by name and not by IP address, then DNS would cause a problem. Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to turn the box off and restart it. It looks like it's locked up. And I might have to go back into the menu and just basically reset the box. You can unload all of whatever the software updates, which I don't think there's been one in a long time. And I did that once, and that sort of fixed this kind of problem. So it seems like it should be, I'm sure it's Linux-based something, I'm guessing. But that doesn't mean it isn't flaky. KC2WI.
Okay. Well, you can also try to flush your local cache on that, too, which for Windows is, it's IP config, all one word, you know, on the command line, IP config space / flush DNS, all one word. So IP config / flush DNS, and that should flush the DNS cache on your PC. I've had to do that before. You know, usually what happens is somebody somewhere updates a record, a DNS record, and it hasn't propagated yet, either to your machine or to your DNS server. So that's another reason why I like to use Google's DNS, because they update very frequently. But, all right. Well, good luck, Pete. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the last call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return to the frequency of the land which you use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, Pete, and Chuck for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear. And QSY.
KC2WI, KC2WI, WATU is still listening, Pete.
KC2WI.
And Pete, John, just thought I'd say hi. Heard you and Jeff chatting. Was over on another frequency a little while. If everything's fine with you, going to check, try a roll call tomorrow on 40 meters?
I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. If I'm going to be here or not, I think I'm tired of, you know, planning, planning and, that's odd. You know, getting things in the car and getting ready to go and making sure I have, but I was thinking of going up to Potsdam to the North Country Amateur, I think it's the North Country Amateur picnic and whatever there, but it's a long drive and I'm probably not going to do that.
That's where I did my undergrad study, up at Potsdam State. What a hoot, St. Lawrence County. I thought you were going to say trying to plan anything for the radio when the bands have been so terrible lately, so, yeah. We'll give a listen. You know, it's really strange lately on 40 meters, so. I know you're probably working on some computer stuff, Kathy and I are all as well here, so. We want to get up to the Adirondacks too. We haven't been up there too much this year, but so hopefully we'll be living up there, so we won't have to worry about it. But I just thought I'd check in with you and say hi. It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm not making much progress on that, but I've been saying it for years, and I've never really done it, but I would like to figure out how to live up there at least most of the time. In other words, how to make money up there. And
and I just, I know Jeff's, you know, giving me some advice, you know, sort of doing some of the stuff that he does, which does not rely on local customers, which is the big key. And I know another guy kind of said the same things, but I'm still sort of, you know, having some difficulties in really figuring out how you get, you know, it's not necessarily learning to do the stuff, it's how do you get the customer, how do you convince people to pay you to do it, you know. But I would just dearly love to be there. Actually, I'd like to just be out of the village here. And the only thing that the village that's really good, there's two things. Number one is I got a little piece of property in it, so and you know, in low value, and the taxes are low. And the other thing is I have a cable. You know, I have Roadrunner here. If you get too far out, you can't even get DSL. And in my business, of course, I need to have a pretty good internet connection, which right now doesn't seem to be all that good. Something's going on with it, even though the last speed test I did said 16 megs, but things are not flowing smoothly here, and I'm trying to figure that out. I might have to call Time Warner and see what they say. They'll probably say, oh, everything's okay with us, but you never know.
WATU, well, maybe things getting bogged down, everybody's, you know. So much, you notice there seems to be some similarity when the weather gets, depending on the weather. Even around here, when the kids hit, we're out from school and stuff, you could see everything just bogged right down, regardless of what the pipeline is. Where are you now, Pete?
I'm in Glenfield. Wish I was in Lake Pleasant, but I'm trying to get a little work done. I didn't get much done today. You know, I mean, I worked all day, but it doesn't feel like I got that much done.
Oh yeah, I can understand. Well, Kathy and I have been retired for a few years, so we're very fortunate we're in the right place at the right time. So. And we just want to get up to the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir and buy the house that's right next to our property. And we're just really waiting for the fellow that owns that house to get into senior living. His sister-in-law keeps us up to date how things are moving along. He was 30th on the list, and he went down to almost like 7th. So he might be getting really, really close. It'd be kind of really neat. But we have a camp up there in Woods. You know, lots of wood. We have 35 acres up there in the park, so. Yeah, the neighborhood's changed a lot here, too, so. We want to get out of the neighborhood. Our lots are 80 by 130 and shrinking fast. You know what I mean? Yeah, we'll chat again. I'll let you get back to the computer stuff. I wanted to say hi, so. Let's get together sometime and visit. Have you order the camp house, whatever. We're going to keep the camp the way it is. We're not going to do anything in the house. It's quite a distance from it. So, kind of neat to be able to walk to it versus to have to drive to it. Well, good luck with the computer stuff. It's an ongoing saga, and as far as the customers, yeah, with the way the economy is, it's even rough in this area. You see a lot of the, what was the thing, Vince? A lot of people were doing the IT work and stuff, unless you work for like university or school district, and they really whittled down, you know, they got probably one or two people covering this massive area. You're kind of like a hamster in a cage running around, you know. You solve one thing and it's turn around, I think, before the door closes, there's another problem in the same area, I guess. Work, but then that's kind of a fixed thing, and then there's a lot of outsourcing going on, so when that doesn't work, then they get an individual to cover this whole area. It's going on everywhere, so. All right, Pete, we'll chat again. Appreciate you coming back to me, and say good luck with the computer stuff. K KC2WI, maybe we'll hear you on ECAR, we'll call tomorrow, you know, if you're around, WA to you.
Yeah, that's why I haven't pursued a job with, you know, the school district that Boise's at, because they run you around. And my last experience with the local Boise's was not a good one. Of course, that was a long time ago, and some of the, a lot of the management is different. But yeah, it, I'm sure I could be, you know, making money and I guess whatever. But boy, I got out of the rat race, you know, and I just don't want to get back into it, and I'm just kind of getting by, I guess. But maybe, you know, I got some ideas. The problem is really implementing them, and I've sort of started just a little bit of kind of fiddling around with stuff, and sort of in preparation. But like I said, the problem is actually implementing it, you know. Anyway, we'll talk to you later sometime, maybe when you're at camp or something. If I'm on the road, if I get you on the radio, I have to stop by. I'd probably go pretty much right by it on the way up, you know, 365 there, and take a left on Route 8 and all that. And once in a blue moon, I get down that far on a snowmobile, but not very often.
Okay, Pete, sounds good. Yeah, I'm going to run over checking the Octave. Maybe I'll just sit here and wait for Octave to check in here. All right, well, we'll get together. I got some ideas, too. There's no one really doing adaptive equipment, too. That's another area there's always a need for. You got to really specialize, but you probably could pick up on it really, really quick. So school districts are still screaming for people that have expertise in that area. All right. KC2WI, I'll listen here for a while. 73WATU.
WA2U's KD2EIT.
Hey, Jeff, I know I missed the net, but I heard you and Pete chatting, and I went off to another net, and I came back, WA2.
Roger, we're just sitting up here at camp. I know you were talking about, we were going to talk about water stories up at camp. Well, I got the shower going up here at camp. Finally, we got one of those outdoor tankless water heaters. Run on a propane tank, and I got a 12-volt pump from a that you usually goes into an RV, you know, camper, and between the two of them and a little deep cell battery, got a nice hot water shower here with about 30 to 35 psi water pressure.
Well, you got Kathy's attention with that, mine too. you know, with all the years that we've had the camp up there. I built it like 40 years ago. Never came close to even something like that. Wow. Yeah, a battery along. That's intriguing. That sounds really, really, really good. All you got to do is get the water from the creek with the pump, and you know, it's great for a shower. You don't have to drink it, and that's quite an accomplishment, Jeff.
Roger. Well, if you go to my website, kd2ait.com, you'll see there's a place there where you can contact me. If you want information, I'll send it to you on the parts that I use. But I went on Craigslist, and I got one of those 300-gallon water totes. And, at least that was my plan. And I ended up actually buying one off my uncle, because I told him I was about ready to buy one off of Craigslist, and he said he had one laying around. So, but for $75, I bought a big tank that holds 300 gallons of water, and I pump that in from the creek, so that stays here. And the rest of the time, I fill it up with rain barrel water, And I just hit it with about, for about every 50 gallons, I throw about a shot glass of bleach in there. That keeps it so it doesn't get, you know, stinky. And that 300 gallons, I mean, you would have to take a, you know, about a 20-hour shower to deplete that. And it's it works pretty good. We videotaped it here tonight here on the, with a little, you know, cell phone camera. And I'm impressed at how well it works. And, you know, we just kind of got a makeshift shower going on just to see if it works. And we tried a few different things. I said, we're not going to build anything permanent until we actually get something that, you know, really works. And this is has just as much water pressure as the shower at home. And the water is, I would say it's about 95% the same amount of heat as you get at the house. It just falls a little bit short, but, I mean, hey, you're out in the middle of nowhere. Any hot water is good hot water.
That's right. That's right. It beats a big bucket of water on the burner with washcloths and soap and excellent. Well, we'll look that up. We'll look that up, Jeff. Congrats. That's awesome when you have something at your camp like that. Then, you know, you get out there and you're putting wood or working around, and it beats a handy wipe shower any day.
That's true. Usually down here we just go down to the river, but you know, sometimes it's raining or it's been raining and the river's too high, you can't go down there, or it's cold and you don't want to go down there. But other than the water tank, you know, the rest of the parts to make it happen, it came out, I think, with everything with tax and shipping was about $180, you know. You know, I had a propane tank already, so I didn't need to buy one of them, and I had a couple other pieces and parts that I had laying around, but I mean, the, you know, the tank and the pump, which are the, you know, the tankless water heater and the pump were the two major things, and they came in, like I said, about $180.
Wow. You can put those together and sell those.
You could. I just, I mounted them to a piece of plywood, so I could, and then I just screwed it right to a tree. And so right at the base of the tree, you have your propane tank and your battery, and that's it. But at some point, once I figure out, you know, all the little caveats of how it works, I'm going to build something a little more permanent here at camp and run it off the solar battery bank I have here. And it doesn't really use that much power, but the pump's rated to go up to about 50 PSI. I found it. It definitely does not feel like 50 PSI to me. I could be wrong, but it feels like it's about 30 PSI, and that's about what we have at the house.
KB2KOJ. Go ahead, Mark. Count me in. I'll wind up here with Jeff. Jeff will chat later. Let Mark take over here. KD2AITWA2U. Thanks, Jeff. We'll chat again.
Emily, I'll include you in this traffic.
Okay, Mark, we're listening.
I got you checked in. Okay, let me the butt in. This is KD2KOJ for Afton. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
KD2AIT, good evening. No traffic. KC2WI, no traffic.
KB2DIO, no traffic.
Okay, that's a nice call. Chuck, don't run away too, because I included you on this too. I have WA2U, John. Let's see, wait a minute here. We got KB2... The KD2AIT, Jeff, stand by. KC2WIP. KB2DIO, Chuck. Anyone else for Afton?
This is KC2YX and Kathy. Good evening.
KC2YX and Kathy, and I'll close you too. Anyone else for Afton? Okay, following stations, copy a line. Let's see here. John, WA2U, are you ready?
We're ready, WA2 and KC2IX.
KD2AIT?
Roger, we're ready.
KC2WI? YSN. Dan, do you want to copy for Kathy? Report that we send in, that Jack and I send in here every month to the AWRL. And since I'm assistant net manager, Jack has allowed me to pass these, and we're including them on the satellites here now. So here we go with the Octon report. This is the common parts. Routine KA2ZZ10, Liverpool, New York. August 1, break. July Octane report. Stations, figures 826. Stations 826. Traffic 255. Sessions 31. 7-3 of the sign mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octon. Anyone needs those? Okay, now we can assign numbers. These aren't going to be in order here, so Kathy's will be towards the end. I'm going to do it as order as they check in. WA2U, John, yours will be number... let's see, what do we have here? Hang on a minute. Yours would be 120.
Okay, Mark, I got most of the message here. The other repeater came up, WATU.
Okay, what do you need? What do you need so far?
You could just call reading speed if it's possible.
Okay, July Octon report, station 826. Traffic 255, session 31, 7-3 break Jack, KA2Z, what's that at? 7-3 break Mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octon.
Okay, roger, my number and Kathy.
Okay, well now I gotta do an order, so WA2U, yours will be number 120, and Kathy's will be just momentarily here, so I'm gonna get the rest of them. I'll give it to you. WA2U 120. Hang on just a minute. KD2AIT 121.
Roger.
Yes, KD2IT. KC2WI 122.
KC2WI, roger, over.
KB2DIO 123.
Copy, 123.
And for Kathy, KC2YXN 124. Copy, John.
I've got 120 and I need Kathy. So the other repeater came up again.
Kathy's is 124.
Roger, 120 for my station and 124 for KC2Ixon. Thanks, Mark. WATU.
Okay, thank you for checking in. Thank you for supporting Octon. Are there any other stations? Okay, looks like we got, let's see, from this boom zone here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, I think, all 5 stations for checking in. Much appreciated. KB2KOJ, sir.
KD2AIT, KC2WI. This is KD2AIT, what's up, Pete?
Well, if I change my DNS servers, you think what I should do is go into my router and tell it to change, and then I don't have to worry about changing it in all the computers and figuring out how to change it in the, in the Sony box, because the router will give everybody its DHCP stuff and tell it that the DNS is, you know, 192.168.0.1 or whatever it is, at which of course it just passes through, I'm assuming, to the real one.
My router doesn't do that, but if yours does, that'd be the most logical thing to do. On my machines, I just did it on all machines, because what's nice about the Google DNS is when you travel somewhere, you know, you take the DNS with you, and you don't have to, either accept what they're giving you or assign a specific DNS server. So, if you could do that through your router, then, yeah, that's what I would do.
I don't know what the router does. I don't assume that this little old Trendnet router I have has a, you know, big, an actual real DNS. I assume it just gives, you know, itself as the server address to all the computers that are plugged into, all the devices that are plugged into it, and, you know, it just routes a request to whatever it gets on the WAN side, and does that. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but it seems to me that, you know, for a $39 box or something, it wouldn't have a, you know, it's not keeping a table of domain names in it.
Yeah, it's definitely not doing that. It would just be passing through. I think if you have your router set up as to assign IPs as, you know, DHCP, it tells your PCs what DNS to use. So I think that's the way it works. It's been a while I have a static IP, so you assign everything in there into the router, but each computer can bypass what they want to use for DNS. So that's why I've always done it that way. Give it a shot. See what happens. I mean, you can just try it with one computer, and if you notice a difference, you notice a difference. I mean, the only difference it's going to make is in resolving domain names. That's it. But like I said, you know, when it's switching from media to media during a player, it may be going from one CDN node to another. So, you know, DNS will then matter a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's something to try. I just was reading about, you know, reading about this and some of the discussions, and one of the suggestions as well, you know, should I or shouldn't I use the Google DNS? And some of the posts said, well, put one in for Google and put your, you know, let's say put Google's in for the primary, and then leave your ISPs in there as a secondary, and that way if one of them goes down, you've got, you know, if Google goes down completely, you still have one. That's not a bad idea either. But I don't know if that's what's going on here. I would think in the middle of a stream, like if you're watching a TV show or movie or something on Netflix, I wouldn't think that it would be switching in the middle of the stream. That's a virtual connection there.
Roger, I thought you were talking about music, so from song to song it would switch.
Well, it might, and that's where it happened to hang up, but it played for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, and I never had anything. But all of a sudden, but that's an interesting thing. I might just play with the Google DNS just for the heck of it, and you know, I can always switch them back. There's a thing in the router you get on the WAN side and you tell it dynamic IP, and you know, then it puts in whatever there, you know, you go to the status, and then it'll tell you what it's using for DNS on the WAN side, and that's going to be time, in my case, Time Warner's 209.18.47.61.62 is what it's telling me.
But then you can go into the WAN setup, and there's a thing for DNS, and it says, explains DNS, but it says, and what's in there is 0000. It says, well, you can use your ISPs, but if you want to use another one, you can put it in here. So I assume that just overrides the dynamic settings. I'm going to try that, maybe not right now. I think what I'm going to try right now is, you know, power cycling the Sony box and see if it unlocks it. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. KC2WI. All right, Pete. Well, good luck with it. And, it's another thing to play with. You know, another thing on that computer that you can tweak. And if it can speed up your resolves, then it'll speed up your entire experience. So look at it that way. All right, KC2WI is KD2AIT. I'll be clear. Yeah, if I had two identical computers, you could leave one at the dynamic, you know, the ISPs, and put one at the other, and then try within a short period of, you know, close as you can to each other, going to the same place and seeing what happens. Otherwise, you know, you're not comparing apples to apples. Anyway, talk to you later, KC2WI.